Hey, this is Scott Prioli from DVC-Rental.com. What we do is help Disney Vacation Club members rent out their points when they can't use them. This helps your family save around 40 or 50% off the prices of Disney's deluxe resorts. As you're staying on Disney property, you still get Magic Bands, Fast Passes, tickets, and dining plans. Again, you can find us at www.DVC-Rental.com or on Facebook if you search for DVC-Rental webpage.
Welcome to the Dub Review. I'm Stacey Nyman, and we're back with another great podcast. So we're going to be wrapping up our Prince and Leading Man draft. With us today, we have our four drafters who were here on last week's show. So that's Tamara, hello. Jennifer, Lisa, hello. And Katie. Hi. So we met them all last week. I'm assuming they're still doing well. Are you guys all still doing okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. All at once. Yes, perfect. And then we also have a super, super special judge with us today, a celebrity of the Disney community. She's with us every day in our EDCOT group. We love having her around. It's none other than Bea Thaxton. How are you doing, Bea?
Yay! Woo-hoo.
How's it going?
Good. We're so glad to have you.
I'm happy to be back.
Good. I have to pause for a second because Britta has come into the room and she needs wipes.
Yes, she has markers.
She does.
Markers she wears
so. I gave her markers to keep her quiet, and I forgot to lock the door, so she's here. So I'm
does
going to get her a thing of wipes.
To clean herself or to make clothes
she
for Barbie?
Looks like she's clean. So,
give
so
her
that's.
Candy.
Really good. Oh, do you have some on your leg? She does have a little on her leg.
That's okay. Everybody
okay,
makes
here
a
you
mistake, Britta. It's okay.
All right. Now you have to stay out of the room, though, okay? All right. I'll come get you in a little bit. We're so glad to have Bea with us. Bea, can you give us a little bit of, tell us a little bit about what you do with Disney?
I work for Buy and Sell DVC. We are a resale company, and I spread pixie dust and makes people's wishes come true.
That's a pretty amazing job.
Yes.
And I have another question for you. Can you tell us what qualifies you to be a judge for our Prince and Leading Man show?
She's awesome.
Because I am
that is She's an awesome. Amazing answer. That's great. And I love how everybody's chiming in. Do you guys want to share why you think Bea is a great judge? Go ahead.
I think Bea has, she has the best accent I have ever heard in my entire life.
Now, honey, if I need to get something done, I can get it done.
I enjoy Bea's alcohol and beverage recommendations. I think that qualifies her.
She's in good company.
That's amazing. Awesome. So I thought we'd have a little fun before we get started. I mean, not like the show's not going to be fun, but a little bit more fun before we get started with the draft choices. And I have a little game that I'd like to play called Which Prince Said It? So that's my game show announcer voice. Did you guys all get that?
Oh, that's great.
All right. So I have a quote from, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different princes. And it's going to be your job to figure out which prince said the quote. So maybe what we'll do is we'll go around and do the answers to the questions. And then hopefully one of you will get it right each time. So the first quote is this. No, wait, come back. I don't even know your name. Tamara, who
is it?
Do you
Prince
think
Charming?
Said that?
All right. Oh.
Is it Prince Charming?
from Cinderella.
Who just said that? Was that Jennifer?
That was or Katie.
Katie, yes, it is Prince Charming. Excellent. So do you want to just do that? If you know the name, just shout it out. That works for me, too. We could try that.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have a buzzer or anything, so you're going to have to just maybe shout your name, and then you can give the answer. How about that? We're, like, flying by the seat of our pants here. So here's the next one. Yeah, exactly. There you go. So the next one is, dance with me, fat man.
Wow. I do not know who said that, but I want to know. Okay.
Nobody?
Can we phone a friend?
Okay, so how about this? I will give you multiple choices, okay? But you're going to have to still say your name if you want to guess, because I don't know how else to do this. So Prince Charming, Prince Philip, Prince Naveen, John Smith.
Ooh, Jen. Prince Naveen. Sorry, Tamara.
Tamara, you're not following the rules here. Come on. Okay, yes, but you got it correct. Prince Naveen.
There are too many different rules for too many different games. I can't keep track.
You know what? You're just going to have to try harder. That's all I have to say. All right, here's the next one. It was you all the time.
That's Eric.
Yes, the Prince Eric.
See, you have to know that. I would know that one.
Yes, you got it. It was Prince Eric.
Okay, wait a second. Can I just clarify for my own self the rules? Are we supposed to say who it is, or are we supposed to say our name and then say who it is?
It doesn't, you know, just say it's all, you all follow the beat of your own drummer.
God bless you, Stacey. You are trying to keep us, you know, contained and herded in, and we are just a hot mess. I'm so sorry.
You know what? You just do you. Everybody just do you. We'll just get through this, and then we'll go to the drafts. Let's just get through this fast now.
Okay, good.
All right, here's the next one. Did I ever tell you that I have a thing for brunettes?
Yes. Phone a friend.
I heard phone a friend, but I heard something underneath that. Somebody else shouted something.
I said Flynn Rider.
Yes, it is Flynn Rider. You got it. Absolutely.
Katie said phone a friend.
All right, here's the next one.
Not a prince.
Wow, somebody should find that poor animal to put it out of its misery.
Oh, Tamara, I know this.
All right, Tamara.
It's Prince Eric.
You got it, yes. Two Prince Erics in one game, I know.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
I'm terrible at this.
That's okay, these were hard ones. And I got this from a BuzzFeed quiz, so, you know, it's very authentic. Now, Father, you're living in the past. This is the 14th century.
This is Prince Philip.
Yes, Prince Philip. Good job. Excellent. Sorry, my cat is being let out of the room.
Hi, Figment.
Yeah, that was Figment. But there's lots of noise happening here. All right, good game. That was which prince said it? Yes, thank you. I was like, this is where Chris needs to insert the like crowd cheering noises.
Yeah.
Clap, 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 clap. Yay. Damn. Clap, clap, clap.
All right. So down to business here. The last show we conducted a draft of the princes and leading men. We went 6 rounds. Each one of the guests took a turn selecting a character, gave a brief rationale. So now we're going to pit these men against one another. It's going to be the guest's goal to convince B that their pick should be the winner of that round. After the end of the 6 rounds, we'll tally up everybody scores and see who is the winner. So hopefully we'll have a clear winner and not a tie like we did in the last one. But if we did, we'll come up with a fun tiebreaker to go.
If there's a tiebreaker, we know the way to win is to cheat.
Exactly. Well, I was hoping that you just keep that to yourself. But
Hashtag still bitter.
Just cheat, yes.
You guys do know who my favorite princess is, correct?
No, who is your favorite princess?
Oh, come on. You've seen my tattoo.
I don't know Ariel, if I have.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought it might be with you knowing the Prince Eric quotes.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I have the Disney running shoe on my, the Ariel Disney running shoe with Ariel wrapped around it And in different bubbles, I have different distances I've run.
Oh, yes. I have seen that one.
That's really
clever.
That
is a very cool tattoo.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Awesome. All right. So, as you know from the last show, I scientifically went with figuring out the best way to choose the order for the draft. I did the same thing for this show where we're going to explain the rationale. So I very scientifically cut up pieces of paper with all their names on it. I closed my eyes and I chose the first person. And for this game, the first person to go is going to be Tamara. So for just to kind of reiterate the rules, though, what we're going to do is we'll go round by round. It doesn't have to be in the same order that you chose them in the last show. It can be any order. You want to try to be strategic. If you think somebody has a super heavy hitter, maybe don't put your heavy hitter against that person if you don't think you can win. Pick one of your lesser characters. Not that anybody has any lesser characters, but just in case. Because I know that last time Tamara wasn't clear on that, and she felt, I think, a little cheated. Right? Are you feeling okay about that now, Tamara? Are you over it?
Wow, thanks. yeah, I'm better now because I'm a little more mature.
Good. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't feel that way this time, that you understand all the rules now this time.
Yes. Yes, okay, actually did a really good job of explaining those rules this time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So why don't you go ahead, Tamara? Give us your first pick.
Okay. So I am going to, now that I know especially who B's favorite princess is, I am going to come out strong and I'm going to go with my flounder pick.
Oh, I forgot that you had flounder.
Yes, because, you know, flounder, as I think I mentioned before, I mean, he's such a good friend to Ariel. He's like unconditionally supportive of her, even though he can kind of panic in stressful situations. Like, he overcomes that because he wants to support Ariel, and he supports Ariel's hoarding problem, and he knows that she's in love with Eric. So if you remember, he's the one that procures the statue of Eric for her. So, I mean, he's an amazing BFF.
Okay.
That's good. All right, Katie, who do you have?
I am going to put Flick against him. Flick from Bug's Life. He thinks outside the box. He uses his intellect to fix a problem. He doesn't follow the crowd. He does his own thing in a positive way. He tries to improve how things are currently done to actually make it better for everybody else. And he isn't afraid to try ideas, even if they seem illogical. That's my choice, is Flick. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Jennifer.
Okay, so I am going to go with Wreck-It Ralph here. So I think he is the best bad guy and just has a really big heart. So, I mean, his kindness towards others, including Vanellope, is really endearing. And he's on this whole quest to get a medal, which seems selfish at first, but I think it's just because he wants to prove he's good. And then through the story, you see him realize that he can see the goodness in his own heart. So I think he's also hilarious, and he's like 700 pounds, so...
Oh, and overall, sorry, I forgot. Yeah. Awesome. All right, Lisa.
All right, I am going to have to go with my favorite animated movie of all time, Aladdin. He is the diamond in the rough everybody's been looking for. He uses that last wish to free his best friend, the genie. And there you go.
Those are hard choices.
These are hard choices, and everybody did a really good job of their rationale. I can see there's some research being done here. So just to reiterate, we have Tamara with Flounder, Katie with Flick, Jennifer with Wreck-It Ralph, and Lisa with Aladdin.
This is hard. I'm going to go with this one because he's kind of like me. Does his own thing. Always happy. Trying to improve for everybody else. I'm going with Flick.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds like me. What do you guys think?
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Yep. I'm going with Flick on that one. You got that one, Katie?
Yeah. Nice. All right. Just doing our tally, our first tally. All right. We are in round two, and Katie is starting off round two.
Okay. I am going to go with Snow White's prince. I believe he's called Prince Floridian because he lives in Florida. Or something like that. Because he likes
just
to be
Florian.
No, Florian. Totally Floridian.
Floridian. Because he likes to be closer to B. So he lives there. And he's the first actual Disney prince because he was in Snow White, which started the whole process of why we have the Magic Kingdom today.
Oh, good one. That's great. All right, so we have the next, Jennifer.
Okay, so I am going to play Kermit in this round. So Kermit's a frog. So he's been around for over 60 years. Voiced by Jim Henson, which I think just stands up on its own. And he's really the first frog out of the swamp. So if you guys don't know, he's like from, I think it's Mississippi, although some people think it's Louisiana. And he's the first frog out of like 2,000 tadpoles to make it as a performer. And,
oh, gosh.
I mean, the research that went into Kermit, right? He sings my favorite song ever, The Rainbow Connection.
And yes.
He always finds a way to make things work out in the end. So, yep, Kermit.
Oh, I love that.
True story, my husband and I danced to Rainbow Connection at our wedding. It was one of our wedding songs.
Oh, that is very special. All right, Lisa, you're up.
All right, Kermit was a heavy hitter on that one, but I'm going to have to go with the mouse that started it all, Mickey.
Ooh,
because
nice.
All started with a mouse, and no other explanation needed.
No, I think that that's pretty much all you need to say.
Yep.
Great. All right, and then Tamara, you're up.
All right, ladies, you are making this tough. And Lisa, seriously, you had to pull Mickey Mouse out right now.
Yeah, sorry.
Jeez.
Had to come out at some point.
Okay, so, I think I'm going to go with, Mr. Ray.
Oh.
I love Mr. Ray because he's so, you know, he's a teacher. He like protects his students. He wants to make sure he shows them all the amazing things that the blue world has to offer. And, you know, he makes it fun. He has songs to go with everything. I mean, I would have learned a lot if my science teachers took a lesson from Mr. Ray. I hated science as a kid because it was boring, but if I had Mr. Ray, I'd be all over it.
Nice. You guys aren't making this easy at all.
I know, no kidding. They have really good explanations.
I've got Mr. Ray, who's a science teacher. My daughter has a PhD in chemistry.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow. I've got Mickey, who started it all. I've got Florian, who is the first prince ever, but I'm going with Kermit because he's green and
awesome
friend.
A frog beat a mouse.
Wow!
A pig for a
and the first prince
and a stingray. Come on!
Did I hear somebody call the prince before Floridian? Because that's the best ever.
Does he wear like apple bottom jeans?
And the boots with the fur. Oh, that's the other one. Somebody please break out into song and dance.
not tonight. I'm going with Kermit. He's green, he eats flies, and has a pig for a girlfriend.
Thank you, B.
Not very many people can say that, so I think that's a good choice.
Thank goodness.
All right, so we have Katie and Jennifer tied with one each, so we're off to a good start, but not for Lisa and Tamara. Wah, wah.
Uh-oh.
Ouch.
But you're going to have some kind of sound there.
There's still four rounds to go, though, so you're still in good shape. So we're going to go to round three, and round three, Jennifer is the starting pick.
Ooh, okay. So I am going to go with Indiana Jones. So he is an adventurer, a professor, an archaeologist. a non-hero superhero, and he's not afraid to express his fears and get hurt and be the butt of his own jokes. Like I said before, he has a totally reasonable and healthy fear of snakes.
And
well, yeah, there's that. Okay, Bullwhip.
Yay for hot guys. Woohoo!
And he fights Nazis, so there's that.
Yay.
And he has attractions in multiple Disney theme parks, so yeah, I think he's the man.
Nice. All right, Lisa.
All right, I've got a hero who also fought Nazis, Captain America, Steve Rogers.
Ooh.
Oh.
I feel like there was strategy there.
Also hot.
No, Hydra was a Nazi German science division. Well, not that half of you know that. Tamara knows what I'm talking about.
I know it. I know it.
Thank you. But yes, even though Iron Man said everything that came from him, everything special about him came from a bottle, that bottle of the super soldier serum just enhanced the goodness that he had already in him.
You know, people say that about me. Everything good about me comes from a bottle, but it's usually a wine.
Oh my God, B, I love you so much.
You're a quick one. You're a quick one, B. That was great. All right, Tamara.
Okay. Oh man. All right. Well, if we're gonna stick with the whole hot theme, I'm gonna go with Kristoff, who most of you know, except for maybe one person, was in the movie Frozen. So Kristoff is tall, he's rugged, he's handsome, but not only that, he's not just the looks, he's also like got a really good heart. When you think about how thoughtful he was, like remember when he knew because of the troll people who like adopted him, which I would really like to know the backstory on that, but anyway, they expressed to him how, you know, Anna is going to be saved by true love. And he thought, well, it's not going to be me then. She's already engaged to this whoever Hans dude. And so he, like, tried to step out of the way and do the right thing because he thought Hans was the one, which we all know, boo, Hans is so evil. You know, and he's funny and he sings and he's an animal lover. I mean, like, he is like the whole package, and he has a really good job until Elsa like froze everything.
Awesome.
All right. And then Katie.
Well, since we're going with hot guys, it seems to be a theme here. I am going to go with Mater.
Yes. Tomater.
Tomater. He is super funny. He's an unlikely hero. He is loyal to the core. He enjoys the simple things in life, like tractor tipping. And he looks at the world like a child and tries to see the fun in life, a lot like B. So, B, you should probably make your decision.
Ooh.
Dang, talk about suck up.
Seriously. That's playing dirty right there.
Yeah, but you know what? She got me. So Katie's ahead.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you're picking Mater?
Yeah. I'm very typical.
I'm
a country girl from West Virginia. I've done cow tipping, not tractor tipping.
It's equivocal.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have fun every day, because if you're not having fun in life, it's not worth getting out of bed.
Exactly.
I'm going like, Mater.
You have much better teeth, though, B, than Mater does.
Likely, yes. Well,
I am from West Virginia, so.
Hopefully you don't leak oil.
Yes. He didn't actually leak the oil. It wasn't him.
I was not touching rod. Any of those things you just said.
Ow. All right, that was a great round. So let's see what's going to happen in round four. Lisa, you can have the first choice in round four.
Okay, I'm going to go with Coach Herman Boone from Remember the Titans, a real-life leading man. Not only did he turn around that football team, he turned around an entire town.
Nice.
Okay.
All right, and then the next, sorry, Britta, just tried to come in again. So the next one is Tamara.
Okay. I think I am, I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Mufasa. You know, Mufasa is, he's kind-hearted, he's wise, he respects all creatures, and he teaches Simba to do the same, a.k.a. he's like friends with a farting warthog. And, you know, he's like, not only is he wise, but he's also affectionate. Like, he's not afraid to like play around with his kid and show his kind of like silly side. And sadly, we, those of us who've seen this movie, we all know that the love that he had for his family was stronger than the love that he had for himself. And I'm not going to spoil anything in case you haven't seen the movie, but that's all I'll say.
That was beautiful.
Tamara. Thank you.
God, talk about playing dirty with a mother.
All right, Katie, you're up.
All right, I am going to go with Marlin from Finding Nemo. He is a widower who overcomes his fears to save his offspring. He's dedicated. He's the widow father who tries to get reunited with his son that's lost, and he so desperately wants to get a piece back of his lovely coral because Nemo is his last piece of lovely coral that's out there in the world, in the big blue ocean. And he changes himself to become a better father to his one and only son.
Oh my God, where is the Kleenex? Holy cow.
The family card this round.
Yeah, exactly. All right, and then Jennifer.
So I'm not going to go with the dad. So my pick here is Figment. So, I mean, he's been around since 1983. He's mascot for not just the Imagination Pavilion, but really for me, all of Epcot.
Woohoo!
And he is, yay, Epcot. He is so much fun. Just, his song is a total earworm, and he's playful and creative and total prankster at the expense of Dr. Nigel Channing. And I just, who doesn't love Figment? So that's my pick.
Awesome. So for that round, we have Lisa with Coach Herman Boone, Tamara with Mufasa, Katie with Marlin, and Jennifer with Figment. B, you are up.
Dang. I've got it down to two. Can I have a tie?
You're happy? Sure.
I'm going with Mufasa.
I don't know about that. Maybe you have to pick.
Yes, you can go with a tie because I feel like one of them is mine.
Mine as well.
Can I go with two?
All right, Chris isn't here to tell me no, so I'm a pushover. So, sure, go with two, but if there's a tie at the end, then somebody's going to have to help me come up with a tiebreaker because of this.
First off, it doesn't matter what Chris says. We're in charge tonight.
Woo-hoo, girl power! Sure. Yes.
I'm going with Mufasa because of his family, and Coach Boone because it's football.
Awesome, and that put Lisa and Tamara both on the board.
Yay!
So the end of round four, we have Katie with two, Jennifer with one, Lisa with one, and Tamara with one.
Woohoo! Those are only half, though.
Oh, come on, no.
That was just mean.
I know, and the prize for winning is just super extravagant, so, you know,
it's the right
we'll have to
thing
see what happens.
Vote, isn't it?
You'll have to find out at the end of the show.
Okay.
Because I don't really know yet. I have to think.
Is it gummy bears? Because I don't want gummy bears.
A bag of gummy bears.
Oh my gosh, I do. Send them to me, please.
All right, so we are on round five. And Tamara, you're up.
Oh boy. Okay. Okay, I'm going to go with Buzz Lightyear. And let me tell you why. So Buzz Lightyear is the epitome of bravery and courage. I mean, he protects us all from the evil Emperor Zurg. He can fly. Fun fact, he literally and truly was named after Buzz Aldrin, who's probably my absolute favorite astronaut.
Okay, freeze. Did you know that I have a Buzz Aldrin exhibit at my museum?
In
my children's
not.
Museum? Yes, because Buzz Aldrin is Swedish American. And my museum is the Swedish American Museum. So that's, sorry, fun fact there.
Well, okay, yes. So here's another fun fact. My grandmother, she was next door neighbors with, I think it was his ex-wife, but one of his wives. And my cousin trains astronauts. So I have a special connection to astronauts.
Yeah.
So I love me some.
That you chose Buzz Aldrin. Yeah, I love me. Lightyear.
Yes. And plus I also just made a brand new set of like ears that are based on Buzz Lightyear. But anyway, cool. It's not about me. So back to Buzz. So all those things that I just said, plus, I mean, he's an amazing dancer. He is bilingual. And he also has the absolute best tagline that like lots of other people in the physics world and mathematics world have totally stolen and use all the time. And I actually used it in my fifth grade continuation speech at the end of the school year with my fifth graders who are moving on to sixth grade. You know, that we're going to infinity and beyond. Buzz Lightyear he's amazing. So that's my pick. There you go.
Nice.
Good.
All right, Katie.
All right, I am going to go with Mr. Incredible. I have a theme on mine, apparently, of dads that are loyal. He's one of the most powerful superheroes. He defeated Syndrome, which what was Syndrome's voice's name? Anybody? Anybody? Nobody? That one guy.
Jason something.
Oh. I was going to say the totally wrong name.
I wasn't going to say anything, so I didn't look dumb.
That's pretty much my view as well.
That's probably the wisest advice out there.
I think it's Jason Lee. Yeah,
Jason Lee, it is.
Yeah.
I just looked it up. IMDb is my friend.
He defeated Syndrome. And in the new one, he's a super awesome dad, even trying to pull it together when his wife is away, which isn't easy for the guys. I'm just saying that it's hard for them. It comes a little more natural to us women than the guys. And he feeds the baby cookies and the baby back. Because that's all the preview I've seen of it.
All right. And then Jennifer.
All right. So for this round, I'm going to go with Charlie Conway from the Mighty Ducks. So he is such a sweet kid, and he's just so incredibly protective of his mom and so loyal to his team and his friends, and he looks out for everyone. He's the team's moral compass. And it's really, his story is really an underdog story because he goes from being this really clumsy, goofy kid to at the end of the first movie, he has the game-winning shot. And then in the second movie, you know, he's in the, like, Junior Olympics, so part Olympian. And, I mean, he's a Mighty Duck. What else is there left to say? Quack.
Very good.
Quack is what? Quack.
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 Yep, quack.
Absolutely. All right, and Lisa.
All right, I'm going to go with Iron Man. Because his words, he's a billionaire, genius, playboy, philanthropist, which I can never say properly.
Philanthropist. Clap out those syllables.
Not happen.
All right, so.
It's easy at all.
Yep, so Tamara had Buzz Lightyear, Katie had Mr. Incredible, Jennifer had Charlie Conway, and Lisa had Iron Man.
And y'all are tough. I'm going with Charlie.
What?
Whoa.
I'm so excited.
He's exactly that. He's loyal. He has morals. He is a protector. I'm going with Charlie.
Thank you, B.
Awesome. All right. So we are going on to our final round. So at the end of round five, we have Katie with two, Jennifer with two, Lisa with one, and Tamara with one. So we
could get
messy. Yeah, but that's okay. We'll figure that all out in just a couple of minutes. So
you guys haven't. I have in mind yet.
What was that? Say that again, B.
You guys still haven't picked out who I have.
He's not on our list. Sorry, B. Okay. We apologize in advance.
All right,
guys.
Last round.
I cannot wait to hear who that might be after we're all done.
Uh-huh.
All right, Katie, you're up. You have the last pick.
All right. I'm going with Luke Skywalker. He saved the galaxy, like, several times. He is an awesome guy. He helped turn his father back to an okay guy before he died. he's a Jedi, and the last one at that, and he's really good with a lightsaber most of the time.
Okay.
But awesome. Is he really the last Jedi?
That was my question.
As of right this minute, he is.
Has anybody seen the latest movie?
I feel like Rey might be. I'm hoping, anyway.
Well, yeah. We all are, because we need a girl, but, you know.
Yes. Hello. Exactly.
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, you're up.
All right, so for my last round, it's got to be Flynn Rider. One of the edgier princes, bit of a bad boy, so reformed thief. Cool hair, right? Great singing voice. He's sarcastic. He's hilarious. And really what I love about him is his stories about second chances and just being willing to give up your dream or what you thought was your dream to realize a new one with someone, and it's better than anything you'd ever imagined.
Aww.
And he has that great smolder, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That does.
And a pretty good nose that they can't ever get right.
True.
All right, Lisa.
All right, Luke Skywalker may have saved the galaxy, but so did my pick, Thor, the Woo-hoo! God of Thunder. And you can't go wrong with Chris Hemsworth.
Same.
Like, look at that. She doesn't even have to say anything else. Chris Hemsworth, yeah. Yum.
That's done. It. We're done.
I feel like this is the ladies' show equivalent of Jessica Rabbit in the
Oh, my gosh. I agree with her.
Yes.
True. Except he wouldn't look so good in a hot red dress.
And
well, maybe.
Also, we don't know about that.
I think that these guys also had more than, like, three lines in their whole entire movie. Just saying. Sorry, Chris.
All right. And Tamara, what's your pick?
Okay. So my pick is Wally. And let's just talk about how everybody else's picks. You know, yes, they maybe kick some butt, but let's be honest, they all kind of leave a little bit of a mess behind. And who doesn't want somebody like Wally who's going to show up? He's going to clean up everybody's mess because he's a cleaner. But also, like, he's got such a big heart, and I realize he's a robot, but clearly he's become a sentient being. And he cares for that little seedling, which I honestly feel like in the end saves, like, humankind. He, not only is he a saver of, like, things such as seedlings and plants, and maybe he also has sort of a little hoarding issue, kind of like Ariel, but, like, when you remember when, like, Eve, she, like, realizes that he has the seedling plant, and she takes it, because that's kind of, like, her mission, and she goes into this, like, standby mode or whatever, and she kind of, like, shuts down, and Wally gets, like, super concerned, and he decides, like, he needs to do something to save her. Like, he's just, like, he has the biggest, well, hello, he has the biggest heart, and he cleans, and my husband is, like, half of those things, and I will, like, decide which of those two he is.
All right, that was great. So, Katie had Luke Skywalker, Jennifer had Flynn Rider, Lisa had Thor, and Tamara had Wally.
Okay, before I give my final pick, you did say it didn't have to be an actual Disney character. It could just be something Disney, correct?
Yes, just it could be, yes. Okay. Pretty sure
I'm going to tell you guys who I would have chosen.
Okay.
Richard at the Grand Floridian.
Oh, gosh.
Richard. Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Bless his heart.
That would for sure be the winner of all.
And there's no need to say anything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do y'all think about that one? That was my pick. What do you
think? I feel like that wins it all.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. I told you I had
She gets like 3 stars for that one.
Yeah, that was very good.
B wins, even though she only contributed to 1 round.
It's under her gummy bears. We lost.
Exactly. Yeah.
I don't need any gummy bears. That means I have to run more miles, and Stacy's already outrunning me. All right.
I'll take off your hands.
We ready?
We're ready.
We're ready.
Here's our drum roll, Chris. Put a drum roll in here. And the overall winner is going to be Jennifer, because I'm going with Flynn Rider.
Woo!
Oh!
Awesome.
He's good on second chances. He's sarcastic. He's a bad boy. He's funny. Mm-hmm. And he thinks he can sing, just kind of like me.
Oh, I love it.
Same.
So,
that is awesome.
We're kind of all over the board, I guess, weren't they?
Yeah, that's what it's designed to be. You know, like, there's so many amazing characters to choose from. That's what makes Disney so awesome.
I considered putting Eugene Fitzhibbert on my list because I knew somebody was going to have Flynn Rider, but...
Uh-huh.
I figured that'd be playing dirty, so I didn't do it.
That would be like a Pete move.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If those had come out in the same round, I'd have been in a lot of trouble.
You would have been, for sure. Well, congratulations, Jennifer. You have a place in the Dubs Hall of Fame in the draft division.
Thank you.
So you have glory for life bragging rights until the next draft comes out. And everybody did such a great job, though. These were really, really good choices.
Also, owe the judge a drink next time you're in town.
Absolutely.
There
sure.
you go.
I will be there in 10 days, so.
Yes. That's so fun. So hopefully we'll get to, I'll be able to find you in the park somewhere.
Yeah.
But I want to give you guys a chance to, again, do any plugs that you would like to do for yourselves or any businesses that you are a part of. And also, just let people know where they can find you if they had any questions or if they wanted to give you some trash talk about your choices. So, why don't we start with Lisa? Lisa, can let everyone know where they can find you if you have anything you want to plug.
You can find me sulking in the corner from losing so badly. I'm on Facebook. You can look me up there. And, of course, I'm always playing around the Epcot page.
Excellent. I keep on forgetting that I'm the one who's leading this, and I'm, like, waiting for somebody to tell the next person to go. And that's me. So how about you, Tamara?
Yeah, so Lisa and I will both be drowning our sorrows at probably La Cava or something at Epcot because we're sore losers. And
what is the date we're doing this?
Well, I'll be there in 120 something days, so I'll look you up, B.
Okay.
If I'm not at La Cava drowning my sorrows, you could find me also lurking around the Epcot page. If you're not a member, you need to join because it's a super fun place to hang out. And you can also find me at magicalmaradesigns.com if you need some really sweet Mickey ears for your next trip.
Nice.
Fantastic. And how about you, Katie?
I am also not a sore loser because I got 2 stars. And sorry, half star guys. But anyways.
You guys make this really hard, by the way.
I am also lurking around the Epcot page also, and I always wonder why it's Magical Mara and why it's not Magical Tomorrowland's ears or something like that. I'm just saying.
I Dang thought it. That was okay, well, let me tell you that because my name isn't Tamara, so there's that, but also because if you go to the Mara at Animal Kingdom Lodge, you can get zebra domes, and those are amazing and magical. Yes. So I thought, why not use them together?
Ah.
Smart.
There you go.
That makes sense. Animal Kingdom is probably our favorite place to stay because it is absolutely beautiful, and there's animals, and
yes, I have deer in my backyard and chickens in my backyard, but I don't have a zebra in my backyard.
Right?
You should get one of those. That's pretty cool.
What about a giraffe? Yeah.
I don't know.
Wildebeest?
Yeah.
I don't know if it would pass the zoning code there.
Yeah, probably not. You might have a problem. And then Jennifer.
Well, I guess you can find me skipping down Main Street singing songs of sheer joy.
I love how creative everyone's being.
And when I'm not there, I am hanging out in the EDCOC group.
Fabulous. And last but certainly not least, our awesome Judge B. Can you tell us where to find you, B?
Where to find me? See, I'm hard to pin down.
You kind of are, but you're pretty good with communication, so I'm sure that they can find you somewhere.
So you can find me on, we are the page sponsor for the WW. Both of our companies, buyandselldvc.com and dvc-rental.com. I will be happy to help anyone with their sale, to buy or to sell, either one. I'm the broker. You can find me lurking around the EDCOT page, the buy and sell, the Disney Vacation Club resale page. You can find me at Moonlight Madness events, taking pictures with members.
Awesome.
You can find me drinking around Epcot.
Awesome.
Around a pool somewhere. You never know where I'm going to pop up.
That's good. We love finding you in all those places. I hope to find you at Disney World next week. So
I expect to hear from you.
We will connect. So thank you all so much again. And for I'm going to try to get everybody. I hope I don't miss anybody. For Tamara, B, Lisa, Jennifer, Katie, and Chris, who's creepily listening in on mute, we want to thank you so much for being with us tonight and for listening. Hopefully you had as much fun as we did. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Take care. Do good things.